Cigarettes are designed to burn, but Senate Democratic Minority Leader Judy Robson says that doesn't mean they have to be a fire hazard. She says the technology is out there to make cigarettes self-extinguishing. Fire-safe cigarettes need a steady supply of oxygen, like they get when someone puffs on them. If someone sets them aside or falls asleep while smoking, a fire-safe cigarette is designed to go out. Robson's plan is modeled after a similar law in New York. Proponents credit that measure for reducing cigarette-related deaths from 38 to 28 in its first year on the books.
We know how many people will die from the careless use of cigarettes. We also know we put our firefighters at risk and our EMT crews at risk because of fires related to the careless use of smoking material.
Robson says she expects her proposal might create some expenses for cigarette companies. Both Philip Morris and R.J. Reynolds are lobbying against the plan. In addition to New York, Vermont will begin requiring fire-safe cigarettes next year. California will require them in 2007. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.